When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's great to be here.
I just dialed up the website, joshclark.com. First thing I saw is a father of six. Hey, you ain't got time for this.
Well, let me just say this real quick. It's votejosh.com.
Okay.
Vote Josh. Wanted to keep it real simple. Well, you know what? I am blessed. Yeah, I've got six wonderful blessings, age 6 to 18. But you know what? That's just the reason why I've got to do this. You know, Ronald Reagan said freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We can't pass it in the bloodstream. We got to get out there and fight for it. And I'm very concerned about the direction our country's going. So we had a family meeting about this, and my wife is on board. My kids are on board. They said, Dad, we're all in with you. So, you know, I grew up where it was all about service, using your gifts, talents, and abilities to go out there and make a difference. And I want to raise my kids the same way. So I think it's good for them to see Dad out there fighting for the next generation. So thankful to have them. I got to tell you, when we had that family meeting and they said, Dad, we're in, I'm a blessed man that they see what's at stake.
Well, let's talk about just the logistics of this. First of all, as I mentioned, there is a Republican primary. Some guy named Herschel announced his campaign some weeks ago. In addition to that, Gary Black, you also have Latham Sadler, Kelvin King. It's already a lot of Republicans running, and some of them have been running for a good long while now. Is it too late? You're getting in a little bit late. The primary just a few months away now. Your thoughts on the timing here?
Well, Tim, as I've been looking at this race, I don't see anybody who can win in November. And I respect all of my opponents, great people, great men, and appreciate them jumping into this because there's a lot at stake. We have to win in November. And there's nobody in this race that has legislative experience that's going to be ready to go on day one. You know, we're seeking the highest legislature in the land, and it could not be a more critical time. And I'm the only one who served. I'm the only one who has a conservative record. I mean, it's one thing to campaign. You know, we've been disappointed many times where, you know, good people have been elected, but they didn't represent us. And you don't know until you have, I was down at the Capitol yesterday talking with some of my former colleagues, and we're talking about that very thing. You don't know till you're sitting there and you're feeling the pressure and you got to make those decisions. And so this is not a time for an experiment right now to roll the dice. Third, I've shown that I can bring people together. So I believe that I am the person for this race. I believe I'm the person who can win and deliver in November, and I know how to work. So you talk about coming into the race, and we got enough time. But, you know, every moment is precious, but I know how to build a grassroots movement. I know how to raise money. I've been in the trenches since I got out of high school, back when we had two Democrat U.S. senators. And I was pounding the pavement trying to turn that around. And I cannot sit by and watch us lose another U.S. Senate race.
All right, again, Josh Clark with his candidate for U.S. Senate. What do you think about the name recognition thing here? Gary Black has run and won statewide. Herschel Walker, I think people have heard of. People know who we're talking about with Herschel Walker. I don't know how many people know Josh Clark. Maybe the people in Buford, Hall County, Flowery Branch, they'll know that name. Folks in Valdosta want. How do you let yourself get known to these people?
Well, let me answer that question, and let me just first say again, you know, I know Gary Black, great man, know his son, Ward, you know, great, great guys. Herschel, he's my childhood hero growing up. I mean, I'm a part of Bulldog Nation. I grew up, we had a rented little farm at a plowed field. I'd run through it pretending I was Herschel doing push. We couldn't afford workout equipment, so Dad said, well, son, Herschel did push-ups, you can do it. But, I never ended up like him as far as strength or speed, but I tried. But, you know, again, I appreciate them. But and you're right, Herschel has a name ID. But I think at the end of the day, voters are going to ask themselves. They're gonna see my name on the ballot. They're going to see us crisscrossing this entire state. Nobody can work harder than me. Nobody. I mean, this reminds me of a conversation when I ran for office at 30 years old the first time. I was running against a guy that the AJC said would be the next governor. You know, and I admit it was a state house race at that point, although it was the third largest in the entire state. But anyway, people told me, you don't have a chance. You don't have any name ID. You're running against a guy who's former chairman and statewide known. And they said, how in the world, son, good luck, run again. Let me tell you something. We didn't just win. We had four people in the race, but by God's grace and an amazing team and hard work, we won 70-30 in a landslide. We outraised all of our opponents combined. We came right out of the gate. So I know how to work. We can get our name out there. And at the end of the day, voters are going to have to ask themselves, you know, are they like me? They're a Herschel fan? Yes. But at the end of the day, who are they going to send to D.C. to stand up and for our freedoms, for America? There's not time to roll the dice. I'll get it done.
All right. Again, Josh Clark, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, entered the race just a few days ago. Businessman in Hall County, Flowery Branch. What kind of business? What do you do?
Well, I have a couple of different businesses. I started off in the health business, nutraceuticals, nutritional wellness products. I watched my own mother missing organs, and I had 10 of us, saw her health turn around. So I was passionate about that, wanted to make a difference. That was my first business. And then out of the profits of that business, we started a real estate investment company and have just been expanding that. So and then for the last 8 years, I've been serving as a corporate executive and building grassroots movements. It's actually my whole background's been building, whether it's volunteering for Republicans right out of high school, or whether it's my career has been about building grassroots movements.
I'll circle back to the work you did in the healthcare field. We got two minutes left here. Go ahead and fix healthcare for us. What would you do in that and about that in the U.S. Senate?
Well, I did have the privilege as a legislator of serving on health and human services, and that's a huge part of the budget, you know, after education, next biggest expenditure. But the biggest thing that we've got to do is get government out of the way. I mean, when government gets involved, and that's one of the three big reasons why I'm running, is number one is freedom and liberty. We have seen under the Biden administration, we see the government getting involved in everything, dictating everything. So when it comes to healthcare, we got to get out of the way and let the free markets do their job. I mean, as a businessman, I can tell you free markets, you know, you give them a chance, we'll solve the problems. Government's never the answer. And, you know, the other two issues we got to deal with is we got to deal with borders. You can't have a country without borders. We're overrun. And it's not only, you know, this morning, CNN had an article talking about opiates killing 100,000 people and it's flooding over the borders. So we've got to deal with that as well. So freedom, budget, borders, the budget, you know, $29 trillion. When I ran for office, we were at $13 trillion. Nearly 250 years later, you know, since this country founded, we're at $29 trillion, and we've doubled it in just the last decade. That's insane.
Again, Josh Clark, about a minute left here, Republican candidate for Senate. We talked at length about the primary. Quickly, Georgia, we voted for Biden, voted for Ossoff and Warnock's. Georgia, a blue state now, purple. What kind of state is Georgia?
We are a red state. We've got to come together as Georgians, and that's, you know, our slogan is overcome together. We've got more bigger challenges than ever, but every past generation has risen up to the challenge facing them. And it's now our generation's time to do that. That's why I'm stepping up. And I believe, I'm absolutely confident that if we do our job, getting out the message, crisscrossing the state, inviting Georgians to get involved and giving them hope, we can win this. You know, we can't sit at home. We can't sit at home and just stew over the problems. We got to get to work. Roll up our sleeves.
Well, you know, about that, there are people who say that's one of the reasons that those seats are in Democrat hands now, is that Republicans did stay home in sufficient numbers to help the Republicans stayed home to help Ossoff and Warnock win. Quickly and really quickly, do you think there were issues that were justified to keep those voters home, and how do you get them back out there?
Now, you know, in all due respect to those who have sat at home, I understand their frustration and all, but you know what? We can't. The answer is not sitting back. You know, again, I grew up in the oldest of 10 children. I had to serve, get to work from an early age. And I always believe the key to a problem is leaning forward. We've got to jump in. Again, I get the frustration, understand that, but I think people are realizing that we've got to channel that in a purposeful, pragmatic way And so I believe that it won't happen again.
All right, again,
right,
vote Josh. VoteJosh.com is the website. Josh Clark, Republican Senate candidate. Got to leave it there. Thanks for your time. Best of luck out there. Talk again
soon.
Thank
you, Tim.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.